Well, praise God. Brother Wayne is back with us. Hallelujah. Thank you.
It's good to be here this morning. I want you to know how much I love you all and appreciate your prayers. There's nothing like the body of Christ, you know, and there's great power in prayers. And, you know, I've thought about saying, Lord, you could heal me outright just like that, and I would just love that. But sometimes he has a different way for us. He's still going to heal us, but it's going to be the way that he's, you know, there's a lot more lives out there that could be touched the way he wants to do it. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. For several years now, my health has been going downhill. In 1990, I was in the hospital for back surgery. In 2000, I was diagnosed with myasthenia gravis. And to treat it, they had to put me on a medicine that backed off my immune system. As a result, it allowed my body to become more susceptible to whatever was going around. In 2007, I had a heart attack, but didn't have to have surgery. I ended up having surgery on a torn rotator cuff in 2017. And in 2022 and 23, I had carpal tunnel surgery on both wrists and ended up in the hospital for 5 days because of infection and was on antibiotic treatment for a couple of months. I had pneumonia 7 times in a year and a half. My brother in Sacramento wanted me to come down to his 70th birthday. In October, we went, and we picked Medford, Oregon, to spend the night. Now, this is interesting. I knew we were supposed to go, and yet I had the feeling that we weren't going to make it all the way. I say, well, why would you go? Because we felt we were supposed to go. By the time we made it to Medford and got to our motel, I was wiped out and just wanted to lie down and sleep. Laura talked with Karen, who is our pharmacist doctor in the family, and she said that we needed to get to an emergency room immediately. My blood pressure was 86 over 42. My oxygen was 82. I was having a stage 2 heart attack and had pneumococcal pneumonia. A heart doctor and a pulmonary doctor said that if I had not come in when I did, I would have been dead within 2 hours. It just happens that Portland and Medford have the 2 best hospitals in Oregon. So I ended up spending 7 days there before heading home. I was told I needed to get a hold of a heart specialist and pulmonary doctor ASAP. I was scheduled for an angiogram and referred to a heart surgeon in St. Joseph's. When he looked at the results and my medical records, he still couldn't believe that I was alive. He said he didn't understand why I was even there. I should have been dead. Two main arteries that come down the front of the heart, and he called one of them the widowmaker. The two main arteries that come down the front of the heart were 100% blocked. And the main artery that goes down the back and feeds the bottom part of the heart was 70% blocked. He's the number 2 heart surgeon in the country. So I was scheduled for heart surgery on April the 10th. And people all over the country were praying for me, and I thank them for their prayers. The surgery went well, a quadruple bypass, and removal of my thymus gland. It's right up there. One of the nurses that saw me when I came in said I was gray and did not look good at all. But now, he said, I was looking alive and looked like I was 10 years younger. Praise the Lord. But then another problem came up. My heart rate was all over the chart, just like atrial fib. And so they had to put a probe down my esophagus and some other deal there that would take pictures. They wanted to make sure there was no blood clot in the heart, because what they were going to do, they were going to shock my heart to get it back into rhythm. And so as they were trying to run this probe down, I woke up. And I stopped breathing, and they had to call code blue. So they finally got that taken care of, and they shocked my heart back in the rhythm. And so everything's going normal now there. So the enemy has tried to take me out many times. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is not through with me yet. And he has a purpose for my life, just like he has a purpose for your life. When I first met my heart surgeon, and he couldn't understand why I was still alive, I told him about the prayers going up for me all over, and God was going to direct his hands. He was quite favorable with that. So I was able to share so many things with so many people, doctors and nurses. And they were also impressed with the loving family that we had, and had the, and were to witness a marriage of 60 years between us. I felt his presence throughout my stay. Did not have fear. I never had fear. I know where I'm going, you know. So there was never any fear. But one day I was laying there in bed, and I noticed the surgeon's phone number on the board. 523-272-7777. And something that really impressed by the number of sevens there. And when you add up 5 plus 2, that equals 7. And you add 3 plus 2 plus 2, that equals 7. You end up with 7 sevens. Now, the number 7 in the scripture is very significant and stands for completeness or totality. 7 sevens for Israel led you up to the year of Jubilee, when all debts are forgiven and the people set free. So I look back and realize that 49 years ago was 1975. And I thought that was about the time the things started to be starting to go downhill for me. Physically, financially. So I'm beginning the 50th year of Jubilee, in which God is going, to restore to me all that was lost, physically, financially, spiritually, etc. I belong to God. My death has turned to life. Galatians 2:20, but I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We're living in one of the most important time periods in history. We're near the end of the age, and we need to be in the Word and develop a deep relationship with him. He has extremely important work for us to do. It's not a time to be playing. Not a time to be just going out and having fun and enjoying life. He has a really important part for us as individuals and as a church body. God never changes. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you are in God and are part of his work that he's called you to do, you won't fear the great evil that's going around about you, because you're in God's hands and you're doing his work. He's sifting people right now to see which side we're really on. He's sifting people. Out there in the world, I believe he's doing it in the church. He's sifting people. And he empowers those who will seek to obey him. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." And Genesis 6:3 says, "And the Lord said, My spirit will not always strive with man, for he is indeed flesh, and yet his days shall be 120 years. There's a day of accountability coming for each one. And I believe God's justice is even now falling on the wicked and those who are not serving God and obeying his word. God is our Father, and we need to believe that he will discipline us, bring us into correct relationship with him. We need the Jesus of the Word and not the Jesus that we have created in our own minds that allows us to do the things that are contrary with Scripture and will eliminate us from going to heaven. He never compromises with sin. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His views of sin have remained unchanged. And if we don't obey his word, we will have no part with him. We have been created and are here for such a time as this, to bring great glory to our God. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. And we need to be in a relationship with him and to be a part of that church in order for us to make it. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for your prayers. God is faithful. He has a plan and a purpose for each one of us, every single person. He has a plan and a purpose for you. And he will put you in it and take care of it if you'll be willing to follow him and obey him. I just love you and thank you. Pastor. All the glory to him.
Come on. Amen.